Introduction to Anti-Theory. If non-theory is the loss of theory, or the suspension of that type of rationalization, then it follows that anti-theory is against theory or conjectural pursuit. For the purposes here, it is employed as a tool that can answer difficult questions. The answers that it provides may be considered by observers to be just alternative theories, except for the fact that they all fit together in a perfect sense. In many cases, a unique perspective that has no counterpart in modern mainstream theoretical science is presented. This type of argument can be shown by this example. For those that follow evolution, we were derived from the development of matter into our physical form and condition. Matter, in this theory, would exist as a separate parent to all things and beings, and would continue to exist during periods that we do not. It would be indestructible and keep generating all of reality of its own volition within the constraints of time. Even at first glance, this theory is quite suspect due to the lack of origin of the original matter and also the lack of space for this to take place. Anti-theory simply asks if matter exists or not. There is no reasonable middle ground, and obviously the theory involved is that it does. Since there are only two alternatives, anti-theory states that matter does not exist, and since the theory has been identified, the other conclusion can be taken as accurate. You may not readily accept this, but probably agree that it requires inclusion in our collective curriculums. Those that are interested specifically in science may or may not need an additional theocracy to complete their perspective, but it is painfully obvious that a creator and the notion of insentient matter as creator are not at all compatible. Theological perspectives are all manufactured by humans and as utterly unproved as any and all scientific theories. Anti-theory uses basic absolutes as its proof. We exist could be considered the primary absolute. Even if you are a professional semantic juggler, you would be hard-pressed to argue that very short sentence. Absolutes are another area of this perspective that has not previously been recognized. Oddly enough, learning institutions have long advanced the ideal that there are no absolutes, which is doubly condemned. Firstly, that is an absolute statement that confounds itself, and secondly, the absolute that we need brooks any and all argument. Try to stop breathing while you consider that. Fortunately, the terms non-theory, anti-theory, and figmentalism have few historical references. Non-theory, to our knowledge, has had no following due to its apparent dead-end thinking and the failure of its proponents to realize that there is a whole body of non-theoretical personal experience to draw upon. This may seem like a weak preface to base anything on, but in the end, all we have is thought. Anti-theory has been used as a short form of anti-matter theory regarding particle physics and will be usurped by INTS since its reference is only colloquial and lacks true referral. Figmentalism has historically referred to some undefined area that one who sees figments is said to be figmentalist. As mentioned, it is chosen to supplant the overused and multi-prefixed idealism whose days are numbered as a word to describe an opposing view to classical realism. It can be safely said that there never has been a reference to anything that seriously purports to be the laws of reality, so INTS has a first therein. Anti-theory is largely presented as a teaching tool, as are many ponderances in this place. It can present what it intends as truth, but cannot go into much of the more basic considerations such as what is thought constructed of, or where and how is memory actually stored. Anti-theory simply states that thought is not constructed of anything that we can readily understand, but certainly not brain waves or any other form of energy created by the motion of matter. The memory storage conundrum is an even more difficult problem of reasoning, since anti-theory states that memory is not stored by any means understandable to humanity. Anti-theory simply states the obvious. Namron Sor.